VIC Fellowship, and VIC stands for Vaccine Information Coalition. You're listening to Progressive Radio Network, the most listened to, commercial-free, and truth radio program in the world. My name is Renee, and the title of our show is What in the Cell is Going On? We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, which can be accessed live on PRN.FM or later on the front page of our vacinfo.org website. I did want to give an update before I introduce our guest today on last week's radio show. We had Miriam as our guest, who is a New Jersey resident, who was covering the proposed bills that the powers that be have against, you know, mandating the vaccines, of course, for our babies, and taking away the religious and all the exemptions. It was S-2173 and A-3818. And we just wanted to give an update because we did mention we were going to give an update. During our show, they actually were having the votes, and they had no votes. So it was pulled. It was not killed, even though we did temporarily succeed. I've been told, you know, the agenda of the drug companies is not over, so we'll keep you updated. Just wanted to let you know that. In the meantime, I wanted to introduce Melissa. This is a parent that has been quite educated, should I say, to inform herself before she blindly held her child down like I did and many of us did as victims and have an injured child. So welcome, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, sweetheart. Thank you so much for being on today.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, and I just wanted to let you share your story. I'm so in awe of you, sweetheart, because I so am jealous, to be honest with you. I didn't
well,
do
you.
What you did. So I'm, you know, kudos to you. Why don't you share your story?
Great. I'll start here. So
yes,
my name is Melissa and I'm from Northern BC in Canada. It's a town called Fort St. John. It's about 27,000 people.
Wow.
And I've started a group here just recently in the last couple of weeks, actually, to start a walk, medical freedom. And within the first day, there was four people that signed up, and within 3 days, there was 20. So I'm trying here. But what we're doing here is basically just trying to wake up the North. And what I call it is inform the North, because up here it's really, really, you get a lot of ridicule if you are open-minded to other choices rather than just straight medicine. And sorry, I'm a little nervous. You have to.
So I understand this is your first time, and I'm just so honored, like I said, to meet you last week and just to see all that you're doing. The main thing I want you to let the audience know, and what I'm jealous of, is the fact that you took the time to not just blindly trust your pediatrician with your children, just like I did and many of us did. So share with the audience your story. Share with the audience where it got started and how you just became so smart.
Okay, no problem. What happened was I became pregnant and with my daughter, and my mother actually was the one that told me about the MTHFR mutations, gene mutations in our family. Mm. And that led me down a path to, you know, question a lot of different things. I was already awake when I was younger because of the flu shot that ended up giving me the flu when I was 14. And also with the HPV vaccination that the doctors tried to convince me and convince my mother to get me to have. Uh-huh. And what happened with my daughter, what happened was that I rejected the vitamin K, and they went behind my back and did it anyways.
Uh-huh.
in our hospital here. And it broke my heart. I found out later on, actually, and it made me launch an investigation, is what it did. So in further investigation, I found out that they did it while they separated us after my C-section, because they transferred me to a different, they transferred me back to the room.
Mm.
And, sorry. And
they took the baby.
They did. Yeah. I went into a C-section, and what happened was that, I got into an argument with the nurse, the head nurse, mm-hmm. and she went behind my back to try to convince my mother to give my daughter the vitamin K. And then my mother refused because we already discussed it before that I didn't want anything foreign going into my daughter's body. I didn't want any vaccines. And my husband was also on board with it, too, and they went behind my mother's back to try to convince my husband to convince me and give them permission to get the vitamin K. And we declined it, and we were treated quite differently. I believe that she had a reaction to it, to be honest with you. She wouldn't latch properly. She was jaundiced and she dropped birth weight. They were almost about to hook her up to a feeding tube, and I was able to get her weight back on with formula. And from there, she was itchy all the time. For about 3 months, she was itching, and she scratched herself so much that it actually caused scars on her back today. She's 2.5 now. She is speech delayed. She has a bit of signs that show that she may or may be on the spectrum. I'm not sure. She does some things that does make me wonder. But for 2 years, I didn't know that I could get the birth records. This is my first time being a mom, and I didn't know that they could give you the birth records like that. For 2 years, I asked my mother and my husband, are you sure that they didn't give her that shot? And they said, no, I'm sure, I'm positive, we were there. And I said, is there any time like that they could have done it behind my back? And no, they couldn't. And when I got the record, I seen it, and it broke my heart that they did that. And so, yeah, it made me launch an investigation. From there, this has fueled me to, and watching the movement grow has fueled me to just get the awareness and wake people up. I mean, my own family is a big family, and they ridicule me and my mom for even being awake. And they get angry, and even if we bring it up in conversation, and they get mad at me for not vaccinating my children. I have two. My son just turned one yesterday, actually, and he's completely vax-free. And I was able to stay coherent enough through the C-section, because this was a scheduled C-section, so they didn't have to give me morphine, is what they gave me for my daughter. And they said that they could have asked me, and I said, are you kidding me? I said, the nurses, they said that they might have asked me when I was there, and I'm like, well, isn't that wrong? If I was on medications that was, you know, like affecting my judgment, isn't that wrong to do that? And oh, well, you know, we must have asked your husband. Well, no, my husband wasn't in the room at the C-section, so how could you do that? Yeah. Well, then we asked your mother, because it is protocol for us to ask. I'm like, well, you know, like, you didn't. So it just, wow. It's mind-blowing.
I don't know what the rules are there in Canada, but I know here in the States, I mean, as fast as they put a thermometer under their arm, these nurses, they put a vitamin K and even a vaccination, a hepatitis B vaccination. So what is the procedure there? And how long ago was this? What year are we talking about?
Okay, this is in 2017.
Okay, so like...
You know, there's a lot of people that are informed in the movement, like we've been watching in the United States and around the world. But in Canada, it's been quite silent. Like, we've all been left alone. We have our freedoms, medical freedoms here, you know, informed consent. You have to sign off on everything. You know, the schools haven't been affected or anything along those lines. Like, it's everybody's been kind of just leaving people alone, right? But at the same time, you know, the United States ramping up big pharma and everything has made Canada start getting onto this agenda. And even New Brunswick is trying to pass a bill to do mandatory vaccinations for school age children and daycares. So it's coming here, and it's been approaching a lot quicker than what I expected, to be honest with you. You know, you hear about it, and then all of a sudden you're standing here, you know, going to be holding a sign soon to wake up the North. That's what's going on, right? So the nurses, when I was talking to the patient quality care officer for Northern Health, she was telling me that it's an assault if they don't have permission. And that's what they consider it, is it's an assault if you, if they don't get permission. But once we launched the investigation, conveniently everybody forgot who I was. And then when they did remember, it was, oh, no, no, we did that. We did protocol. And, you know, a year later, after 18 months later, after my son was born, they remembered who I was. So don't tell me that you didn't, right? And the biggest thing in Northern BC is that people are afraid to step out and be heard with a different view of the medical industry, because it's a small town. And in small towns, we're scared that the doctors are going to, you know, reject us. It's just like the everywhere else right now, you know, if you're not, you know, on board with their schedule, then don't come to their clinic, or, you know, they'll treat you differently in the hospitals if you, and that's what I was afraid of. I was scared to actually reject the vitamin K, but I did. I did. I had to go with my gut. And a voice came over me and just, it came out for me. No, I don't want anything. And they treated me differently because of it. I do believe that, because they were,
absolutely,
you know, yeah, one nurse came into our room as we were going home. We were going home on the fourth day, and she came in the room and gave me her opinion and on whooping, the whooping cough, and how deadly it is, and that we needed to get their vaccines. And, you know, so they shouldn't, like, she shouldn't have even done that, you know?
Wow. So she came into the room the fourth day after you had the baby, insinuating to give the baby the DPT, or just encouraging you that you want to make sure you do it in the future? Because normally they don't give that one that soon.
Make sure, because she was an ER nurse. She's seen a lot of children that were affected by it, and make sure. And if, please, like, she basically was begging us, and, you know, and we were, no, like, we're not going to do that. I can't. I it's not that I can't. Like, my mother was telling me about the MTHFR gene mutation that she was tested for, and she came back with two copies, and I knew that with MTHFR that this could affect us. And, and, you know, even now, like, my pediatrician, he talked to me, and he was, you know, the first well visit that I went to, I just did a checkup, right? Mm-hmm. You have to do a checkup. And he talked to me about vaccinations. I said, what do you think about it? And, you know, I already knew my opinions on it, but I wanted to see where he stood, because I was going to be looking for a different doctor if it was going to be coursing me into it.
Sure.
And, you know, he said that the science wasn't settled, and he didn't want me to do something that was risky, because there should be choice. And he was really good about it, and I was happy about that. And then, you know, 6 months later, when all this measles epidemic here happening, he came to me, and the next time I went there, and he was, well, you need to do it, you know. I said, well, what about MTHFR? Well, that's, you know, maybe not. Like, it could be, if she is, but you're not going to find anybody in Canada that's going to test that for you. I'm like, well, then I'll pay for it. Well, it's going to be expensive. So, but, you know, I'm fine. You're fine. Mm-hmm. You got your shot. I'm like, I'm not fine.
Right.
Know, I got arthritis in my eyes, and I was anemic when I was a baby. My mother thinks that I have reactions now that she knows what was going on. Mm. You know, I got chicken pox twice. I got, you know, my speech is a little messed up, and, you know, I'm being diagnosed with a blood disorder right now.
Right.
And that doesn't sound fine.
No, it doesn't sound fine. And they'll never connect the dots, unfortunately. I mean, people that have done their homework and educated themselves, we know that the vaccines are the underlying cause of all those issues.
Oh, of course.
Compounding toxicities, and of course the blood poisoning is the number one compounding toxin. So absolutely you were injured by them, as well as all of us for that matter. Anybody that has a vaccination, you know, has some type of vaccine injury going on.
Well, my daughter, I mean, when she got the Vitamin K, they did the little heel poke where they put the blood samples onto the paper, and you couldn't even get it out. You couldn't even squeeze blood out. Like, they, and, you know, I was a new mom, like, with that. I didn't know that they did that. But, like, it was so thick, and she was crying, and I mean, they just, like, and that's, you know, that was, I believe that was from the vitamin K, too. It just thickened her blood so much that it wouldn't even, and she's absolutely beautiful now.
Oh, good.
She was absolutely beautiful then, sorry.
but she's okay now.
she's healthy, and I'm happy that nothing further, but I mean, this agenda that they're trying to push is scary. You know, yeah, I'm
so
sitting
how
here
old
thinking,
is your little
am I
girl
gonna
now?
Have to, she's 2.5.
Oh, good.
You know, okay. You know, they're trying to make mandatory vaccinations in British Columbia. Mm. They're waiting to see what happens in New Brunswick to, you know, the Minister of Education has pushed for that agenda there. And it was, the bill was thrown out, but now he's reintroduced it, of course, and with more facts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, people, they had a hearing that, you know, there was a lot of people from the movement here with scientific facts, and they still are trying. And he's, if it happens there, then that gives the rest of Canada the go. And that's what's scary. You know, Nova Scotia has already started as well. They introduced it right after the elections here in Canada. They introduced a bill that they're going to try to pass, and BC has targeted, like, even homeschooling is being targeted. And so I'm sitting here wondering if I'm going to be moving out of my province or not, so my child can have an education. And we're supposed to have these freedoms. We have the Charter Rights of Canada, and that's supposed to give us our freedoms, and they're taking away our religious, and, you know, it's terrible.
That is insane. So the bill that they're proposing in Canada is including the homeschoolers.
Yeah. In BC, they're going after the homeschoolers as well.
It is.
In New Brunswick, they came out with the notwithstanding clause, which is part of the Charter Rights. It's politicians have been referring it to like a nuclear attack, because, you know, you don't pull it out. It's only been pulled out a couple of times in Canada. And what it is Section 33, and it refers to the overriding clause is basically what it is. It's overriding. The clause allows the government to enact or maintain laws notwithstanding the fact that they violate the rights of the freedom in the Charter. So basically this gives them the opportunity to override and put it into place for 5 years, that it can't be challenged in court. And if that's the case, then where do these people, they have to have their children in school because of their jobs, and the same thing in the United States. And then all of a sudden everybody's going to be homeschooling, and they can't do anything about it because this bill is going to be passed. And it's not going to,
it is scary. It is scary. And all we can do is what we're doing, and do the radio shows and do the presentations and do whatever we can to wake up the masses, because it's going to take, you know, moms on a mission, lions protecting our cubs, parents protecting their cubs, to really stand up and fight for them and be a voice for these voiceless victims. So they're not going to get away with it. We're not going to just sit down and let it happen. I mean, and for the audience to know, if anybody's not aware, what we already spoke about, Melissa and I, the vitamin K vaccine, it's a vaccination as well, although they call it the vitamin K shot. It is loaded with aluminum. It's not a vaccine per se, but it's loaded with aluminum, heavy metal. Again, bypassing our creator's defenses, fever, vomiting, diarrhea, straight to the bloodstream, within a time where you don't even need the vitamin K at all, but the body naturally, the blood thins. And anyway, it's just crazy. It's just crazy how they convince us to do this, you know, in the States here, it's mandatory. But then also the, you know, it's just, you know, the hepatitis B here in the States, you know, but even the gene mutation, the gene issue that you mentioned, Melissa, I've researched and I believe that because, you know, our creator doesn't make mistakes. I mean, you can't perfect perfection. A bad gene has been caused from generational vaccine damage from parents, from grandparents. They've been vaccinating since the late 1700s. So you don't just, you know, you're not just born with a genetic, you know, mutation or a genetic damage to your DNA unless it's been damaged, you know, from previous generations is my point. So everybody needs to be aware of that. I'm not even sure if you're aware of that.
Yeah. Yeah. I believe my mother was actually injured when she was a child. She has multiple autoimmune diseases, and she was never feeling well in her life. She's Rh negative blood, and she was given the Rogan shot three times.
Yep.
And that's
also a vaccine.
Yeah,
another vaccine. Yep. Well, during pregnancy,
Crazy. And you know, she says every time she was just sick, right? And she says that I, out of all three of the kids, I was the one that was affected the most as a baby with, like she said, she didn't know any better then. So you get your kids shots, and that's what you're supposed to do because that's the thing that you're supposed to do. And she said she almost lost me a couple of times because I was so sick. Mm. And that's just an indication, right? You know, growing up, hearing that, you know, that I was not okay as a baby. I mean, I remember being sick all my life. I've had more homeschool, sick days from school than I went to school. I was, you know, I have chronic asthma ever since I was five, which, I mean, that's the timeline of the MMR.
That's right.
And ear infections. I had ear infections, and then my platelet levels are very low, and they always have been. This made me wake up to, you know, just watching, you know, doctors prescribe medications. Even I'd always question, you know, what is that? Like, why are you, even my mother has had to take some medications for her overlapping autoimmune diseases. And it's like, okay, well, why are you taking this one? What is this for? Like, I would like to know. And what does it cause? Right. And of course the risks outweigh, you know, the benefit. Okay. Well, if you take this medication, then it's going to cause this. And it's usually way worse. And watching that, my entire life, it made me educate myself for sure. And by the time, like I said, I was 14 when I got the flu shot and got really sick. Mm-hmm. And then with the HPV shot, they tried to get my mother to come and convince me to get it, and I refused it then. I was, no, I don't know what this is. I don't want this in my body. And then they tried again when I was 19, and I please stop doing this to me, right? Like, mm-hmm. And they even went as far as I was married, and I'm still married, and I'm faithfully loyal. Like, my husband's the most amazing man in the world, the most amazing father. And, you know, married, this doctor comes to me, and my test came back negative, my routine checkups, everything, and she said, you need to get the HPV shot. No, I don't. Well, you need to tell your husband that you might have given him HPV. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what does that mean? And she gives me a booklet. And she's like, I want you to take this home to your husband. And I went home confused. I was like, I'm supposed to tell you that I might have given you HPV. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what? Like, he laughed. He's like, no, I mean, like, And then it dawned on me, like, are they saying that I'm, one of us is, you know, messing around on each other? What is this? Like, is it just hot? Like, it's, the test came back negative. Why am I even talking about this? It's the anxiety in me. And my husband laughed and said that she was just trying to refurnish her office. And, you know, it's silly though. Like, why would you push it on somebody? That it just didn't make sense. And this prompted me to, you know, and then I got pregnant and then I knew, I'm like, I started following sites, you know, the Robert Kennedy, I started following and Del Bigtree and, you know, everybody. Like, there's so many people that are waking up, and it's amazing to see, because I'm just learning, and it's given me courage to stand my ground, and the courage that I didn't have before. I even, you know, talk to my closest friends about it. I mean, sometimes I get dirty looks, but, you know, and others are starting to question, and it's good.
Yeah, that's super wonderful. So it took your just being, you know, a victim yourself prior to having children to really, you know, abstain from, you know, victimizing your children. That's just a wonderful. And how many babies do you have now? How many children do you have?
Two. Adeline, she's only had the vitamin K, unfortunately. And then my son Walker, he hasn't had any. I mean, you know, there is a difference. I do believe that. I mean, each child is different. And they have their own little spirits, or, you know, but there's milestones that are different. You know, my son is, you know, he's already walking and talking, and my daughter, she didn't walk until she was 14 months, and she had trouble even drinking formula. She would just throw it up, and she wouldn't take breast milk, or, you know, it was hard. And with her, she her body's full of inflammation. I got test results back for that, and, you know, whether that be from the gene mutations or if it's because of the shot, you know.
And how do you know that they didn't give her hepatitis B? Because I know in the States they would give them the hepatitis B. If they gave them the vitamin K, they'd give them the hepatitis B as well. So how are you sure? Do they not give the hepatitis B in the hospital there in Canada?
No.
What is the law there?
No, not in the hospital.
Okay.
No, the hepatitis B isn't on the schedule of the first day of life. It's actually further down the line. I believe it's, it's a couple of months. But New Brunswick actually has the hepatitis B, but the rest of Canada doesn't on the first day of life.
Okay.
Which, thankfully, thank God, that, you know, they didn't do that, because I'm afraid, you know, what other reactions would she have had?
I know. Wow.
And, you know, I pray for all the families out there that, you know, suffer, or, you know, are that are dealing with things worse than I am, you know.
And then give in to the fear of the doctor telling them that they have to do it. And that's why I'm just so in awe of you, that you stood strong and, you know, took your experiences and your mother's experiences to save your own babies. And I'm very shocked that your daughter's having such reactions just from the vitamin K and the bad gene. But that just shows you how, you know, the generational damage has been done for her to have such a, you know, negative reaction just to, you know, just the vitamin K shot with aluminum. Imagine if she would have got the round of vaccines that they get at 2 weeks and 2 months and 4 months and 6 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't imagine that. And that's why I am really standing my ground and trying to organize a walk and to spread awareness. I mean, to wake up the North, because, you know, it needs to be done. You know, there's parents out there that are still sleeping.
They are. And they're just misinformed.
You know, that's it. I mean, I do believe that a lot of, like, they're being told that it's okay, that it's the right thing to do. You know, specialists are telling mothers that their children with type 1 diabetes need to get their flu shots. And they are. That's happened to a friend of mine. And, you know, their mother went and got their flu shots, you know? And that's,
it's insane.
You can't, you know, and then, yeah, it's hard.
And we have no choice but to do what we're doing, which is make awareness out there. I just talked to a lady yesterday, Melissa. Her 4-year-old baby had a kidney transplant.
Oh.
4 years old. I mean, that's just insanity.
That's hard on an adult, you know?
Exactly.
And I can't imagine on a child.
Exactly.
You know, the rates of diseases or the, you know, cancer, even children with cancer, it's overwhelming.
It's almost every other person.
The numbers that are rising.
That's why when I met you last week, or a couple of days ago, I really would encourage you or anybody listening in the area that my life has been dedicated in honor of my baby girl that I had to sacrifice, of course, back in 1999 to learn truth, and have been traveling the world teaching people what I had to learn the hardest way possible to the death of my first child. Who was labeled autistic, of course, by the time she was 2, and then inevitably passed away from the animal viruses and the vaccination. So what I've dedicated my life to do, anyone listening, is educate people and provide the facts that I wish I knew. I didn't know this. We have the right to know this stuff, you know? We have the right to know the ingredients in vaccinations.
Yeah, you know what? I don't understand why, you know, when you do go out to people and you do tell them to read an insert, they won't. You know, they look at you like you're crazy. And, you know, I don't get that. But
they've been so campaigned by the drug companies. I mean, ultimately, it's the drug companies, because even the drug companies, they fund the medical schools, they write their textbooks. So these medical doctors who we give this blind trust to with our child, they're mistaught is what they are. You can ask a pediatrician, Melissa, you can ask them what's in a vaccination, and they don't even know. They get angry at you.
Yeah.
You know, like, how dare you question my authority, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, my pediatrician, even he was really good the first time, the second time wasn't. And then the third time it got even more aggressive. And then finally I looked at him. I made him actually stare right into my eyes. And I said, I need to talk to you. I need to tell you something. He said, what is it? I said, I'm not ever vaccinating my children.
Good for you.
And he, and you know what? He's treated me differently ever since. He's good. He's okay. You know, like, we had a moment there that he was heart-centered and he just, okay. And he doesn't ask. And it took a lot for me to, I was shaking when I actually told him that. I worry about, you know, if they think that we're not doing the right thing, are they going to come after us somehow with, you know,
They have definitely taken children away from parents.
Well, yeah, in the States, I've seen stories in, you know, Texas and you know, child custody services and come over and take your children. And it's one of my biggest anxieties to have your government go after you like that. You know, find a corner and get you.
Yeah.
So that's why.
Well, like you said, I think a lot of people are waking up now. I mean, even Kennedy came out with the fact that no safety studies have been on vaccinations in over 30 years. I'm sure you're aware of that. I'm sure you're aware of the U.S. Supreme Court.
It's amazing to see. It is all the information that's coming out. Like every day, I'm seeing on Facebook. There's just thousands of people posting. Mm-hmm. You know, groups are growing by the thousands in just a month. You know, protesters. I've seen a bunch of people protesting outside the governor's house in New Jersey. I mean, and see, so we're seeing that up here, and that's how big and far this movement has grown.
Mm-hmm.
And you know,
and it's only going to continue growing, and it's only going to cause them to do exactly what they're doing, which is Healthy 2020. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that affects Canada, but are you aware of Healthy 2020, their agenda by next year?
Yeah, we've been keeping an eye on that one too. Because it, I think it affects everyone. I think it affects everywhere if yeah. things go through.
Yeah.
And yeah, like you said, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just one state at a time. Of course, they started in California with SB 277 and 76, and even our radio mm-hmm. shows, people were passing out our Educate Before You Vaccinate business cards. There was a lot of resistance in California, and Governor Brown had 2 weeks to sign the bill, and I was told he signed it in 2 days. I mean, there was a threat, I'm sure, to his position if he didn't sign that bill. And then, of course, they came to New York and did it. And then Florida, they proposed the SB 64 or whatever else they did. And then New Jersey now, and now Canada. And I mean, it's just one by one, just they're trickling. And to be including homeschoolers is what's so devastating to me, because so many, like in California, they did try to include the homeschooling. But I know that they were able to remove that part of the bill so that it negated the homeschoolers, and that's pretty much what Californians are having to do. They're being forced to either leave the state or homeschool their child. But in Canada, if they're including the bill, the homeschoolers, that's you're right, you're gonna have to move out of the country.
yeah
that's trying. Insane.
They are trying every angle that they can, right? I know that
they are trying to do it all.
Yeah. There's an infants act here, which they've basically given the right to children. So what it is, the Infants Act explains that legal position of children under 19 years of age, one of the topics covered in the Infants Act is, it gives permission for children, the consent. Children under 14, I believe, can give consent to medical choices.
So they can agree to a vaccine without your consent?
Yeah, for the children here. Just 1 second.
Unbelievable.
Sorry.
So at school, they can literally come to your 14-year-old or 13-year-old child and force them to get a vaccination without telling you.
Well, it's not forcing. No, they'll talk to your child, and basically they can, if they feel like if it's the right thing to do, and if your child says yes, that they feel like it's the right thing, then
which
it
of course they'll do what they do to every parent that goes to the health department. I've actually taken three myself, and they literally make you sit and watch this movie where all these people are dying from polio. And now the vaccine is the only thing that can save you. Although I show clearly in my presentation the disease of polio, how it was coming down because of better sanitation and nutrition way before the introductions of vaccinations. And then even for confirmation, just to share in case you want to tell somebody, I had a nurse one time at one of my events. And do you know, she came up to me and she said, would they show those same charts in medical school? But only from the point where the vaccine is introduced down. So they're just misteaching these doctors and nurses. They're making them think that vaccines saved the world, that we all would be dead without them. And it's the biggest lie that's ever been told. The biggest lie that's ever been told. And that's why they're hanging on so desperately right now, because like you said, so many people are waking up.
Yeah.
And we're not going to go away. I mean, we're moms on a mission. Nobody knows our babies better than we do. And we're not going to, I mean, we will die for our child, people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, you know, my daughter taught me a love I did not know existed. And I'm sure your children did also. And, you know, you don't just target them, you know, and expect us to stand back and watch you do it, you know, especially us educated ones that have lost children or have had damaged children, or in your case, just woke yourself up through your own experiences, hallelujah, you know, and chose not to, succumb and victimize your children like that. So tell me the health of your babies, your son. Tell me the health of your son.
Oh, my son is just, he is just a rambunctious little dude.
Isn't it amazing? He's so, all boy, right?
Yeah. Oh, very much. He's got a little temper on him too. He's just a stompy. Yeah, he's healthy. Very, very healthy. I mean, he's one yesterday. He turned one, and he was walking, crawling actually by 6 months. He was walking by 9 months and talking. Yep. He can say kitty cat and mom and dad by the time he was 10 months. And extremely healthy, and just such a difference. It's great to see that, right?
Between your son and your daughter?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a difference. And that's all it takes is one shot. I do believe that.
Absolutely. And just the vitamin K, even. It's not even a vaccine. It's not considered a vaccination.
I know. It's not considered a
aluminum.
I know. Yeah. And that's just, it's sad. It's sad to see the schedule today compared to even when I was a kid. You know?
We grew up in a small community, and they came to...
Yeah, you know, they came to our schools and our community and gave us the shots. And I remember getting chickenpox twice and thinking, even then when I was a kid, you know, is this from the shot? Like, nothing ever made sense to me on that level.
Well, the actual disease of chickenpox is something our creator, and even measles, mumps, rubella, you know, all these childhood diseases, I teach this in my presentation. You know, Father allows them to prepare our bodies, our immune systems for adulthood and survival. They're not deadly diseases. You know, you want your children to get chickenpox, and they have a lifetime permanent immunity if they get the real virus, you know, of chickenpox, just like with measles and mumps and rubella.
Chickenpox parties and the measles.
That's the way it should be.
You know, now exactly. Like, now it's a shot, and, you know, which is going to most likely give it to you.
That's right. It is. They give you the disease with the mercury, with the formaldehyde, with the aluminum, with the antifreeze, with the nagalase, with the E. coli and the pneumococcal shot. I mean, and on and on and on. And that's why our Educate Before You Vaccinate cards have made such an impact. And very divinely were those things even created. And we send them out all over the world now for over 20 years for free. My parents send them out, just planting the seed because, you know, unlike you, most people like myself, you know, told my ex-husband, the dad of my children, you know, I would never be negligent and not vaccinate my child. But if he would have handed the card to me, I would have saw the poisons, because what we have is our website on one side. Have you seen the cards?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I don't know if they're in Canada or not, but we've sent packages over there all over the world. But anyway, it's the Educate Before You Vaccinate logo with the website with all the facts and everything on that. And then we have the on the back of it, which is the most important thing, because people just don't know where to go. They don't. First of all, they don't know the truth because their doctors don't know, so they can't teach them that. And then also to go get truth.
To the website,
So the cards are great.
Yeah, exactly. Supplies. When I seen... One of my friends actually ordered the cards from you guys, and that's what made me go, like, I want those. I want to start planting seeds all over the place, you know?
Awesome. And
even if it enrages, you know, the pro-vaccine side, I'd like them to just be aware.
It doesn't matter. And like I proposed to you on the phone, talk to your friends and your groups. I will come out there. I do not charge a dime. The love of money, the root of all evil, is why my baby girl's not here anymore. So I will not make that part of my message. It's all about one life at a time, waking one child and saving one child at a time is my philosophy. So, I mean, I send the flyer out to you. You guys promote it, get the location, and I'll come do the dirty work. And they're not going to stop us. I mean, they just can't. I mean, we're no. I mean, you know, it's going to be told. And like you said, the area is not informed. So that's why it's going to take people like you that, you know, have the ability to help get us out there to open up the eyes of people, because I can't tell you how powerful of an impact it is coming from a victim. You know, I'm not a doctor.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big difference right there.
Yeah, you know, and I do it in loving memory, speaking the truth with love on the first slide I show.
Yeah.
You know, and just provide all the facts that we all have the right to know. I mean, we're told you can't go to school without them. It is a lie, people. There's exemptions. Mm-hmm. All but the states I told you about, there's currently exemptions to get into school. My daughter just graduated a couple years back with not one vaccine from a public school system. So you can definitely get away with it if you're educated. And I also tell people that if you're uneducated, they'll intimidate you. But if you're educated, you'll intimidate them. And then also, just arming yourself to be able to defend yourself, because the problem is we're so misinformed and lied to. It's really lies. It's all campaigning from the drug companies. And, we have to do what you did. That's why I'm so happy to have you on the show.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, like I said, I was nervous in the beginning there. So I might have just bounced all over the place. Sorry. I apologize for that.
No.
There is people here that are awake, and, it needs to be organized to do a walk and get, I don't think people were aware of anybody else that was informed, Like I said, in the first day, I had four moms go, oh, wow, I'll walk with you. And then, 20 moms later, and we have it scheduled, right? And there's been walks across Canada, which is good. Since March, they've started.
Excellent.
And just with them, like even in the States, it's all given us hope and courage, and to be, one of the warriors out there to spread awareness and get it known, right?
That's right. That's right. So what are your plans? Are you just going to make some petitions, some billboards and stuff, some posters and stuff, and walk around with them? What are your intent? What's your plans?
Yeah, that's what we're going to do. I mean, there's a little bit of an intimidation because, some of us are afraid to be, it's a cliquey town, and we've kind of lived here most of our lives. There's people here with businesses. So we're going to be kind of, discreet about the way that we're going about it. But at the same time, we want to be heard. But yeah, so we've chosen a day where it's the Winter Games, actually, which is, it's a pretty big event. And we're going to get some signs. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to walk down the main streets. And it's going to be quite a lot of traffic during the games because it brings out other communities as well, right?
Mm.
So we're hoping to bring awareness for sure. And I think it will. I mean, even one person out there with a sign is going to stir the pot and get people talking about it. And the more people that talk about it, the more people might look into it, right? And I think that's true. Like, ever since March, people have been starting to wake up here. There was a comment on one of our groups in our hometown that said, anybody that doesn't get vaccinations for their children should be jailed. Mm. And it was, and there were so many people that agreed, so many people. And there was people that were trying to stick up and say, medical freedom. That's what we're all fighting for, is medical freedom and right to choose. And those people were getting attacked on Facebook. They were getting called names, and so that kind of made it, intimidated. It was intimidating. Yeah. But a couple months pass, and then another comment pops up, and there's more people, because I believe that argument and what else is going on in the world has made people go, okay, look. Maybe I should read an insert. Maybe I should question something. Even the ones that are stubborn, they're starting to turn the page, because it's like, okay, wait a minute. This isn't a small thing. And it isn't. Everybody's just, what I mean?
Yeah, people are definitely waking up. And I'll get my parents to send you out some cards for sure. When is your event? When are you guys planning on doing this?
It's going to be in February.
February,
so it's a little bit warmer. Yeah, we got -20, -30 weather up here, so we got to try to stay warm.
You said -30?
Yeah.
That's insane!
It gets pretty cold, so
you can't breathe.
Wanted to pick a,
we stay inside.
We wanted to pick it.
Wow. Well, we'll get you cards for sure. I usually have my mom just to send out about a package of 100. Should I send more to you? How many cards do you think you're going to be exposed, or how many cards would you think that you would need at that walk that you're doing? I'll make sure you get enough of them.
A few hundred would be good for sure, because I can hand them out to the ladies, because we have plans on, you know, putting them in into books and on the shelves and you know, in the baby aisles and just all over the place. You know, we ordered some stickers from a lady. It's our Choice Walk. It's a group in Canada here, and you know, we're going to start putting them on changing tables
awesome.
And, you know, just try to, like, I mean, it's a peaceful way of getting information out there too. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, it's definitely a free billboard, huh?
It's to be peaceful and just because we are mothers that are concerned for other children and other families, because, you know, we've been affected, or, you know, there's more serious cases out there than mine. And even that fuels my, you know, courage to do it. Right. Just same as you.
Absolutely. And that's what's so wonderful of how I'm being used. And I give all the glory to our creator, because obviously I wouldn't be breathing after losing my first baby. And I chose to continue breathing to do what he has me doing for him. And the presentation shows the facts. It shows the science. People aren't aware, because I know that your younger generation, I'm in my 50s now, so this has been 20 years I've been fighting the fight for our babies. And, you know, people just don't know. People don't know there's been congressional hearings. Congressman Dan Burton, I don't know if you've heard of him, but he was the chairman of the Government Reform Committee back in the early 2000s, and proving the autism epidemic of 1 in 10,000, that's now 1 in 28, the CDC's admitting, which is probably more like every other child practically, is being caused by the vaccinations. I mean, he held these federal governments, the FDA, the CDC, he had all of them in the hearing posing questions to them. He was doing a great job. And then all the researchers, Dr. Wakefield, Dr. Singh, Dr. Vijay, Dr. Geyer, Dr. Martin with the monkey viruses, Dr. Molden with the microvascular mini stroke. So what I kind of do, just to give you a kind of an input of what Father has me doing, is reveal all the facts that we all have a right to know. We have a right to know these diseases were coming down way before the introduction of the vaccination. You know, we have the right to know about these congressional hearings, about the exemptions to get into school, you know, all the facts that you know already and that I had to learn the hard way. Parents have the right to know this stuff. And then once they have it, then if they choose to vaccinate, more power to them, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But at least they have the facts.
Exactly. The facts. Yeah, I was... just recently discussing that with someone. You know, if you want to choose to do that, then it's your choice. That's what we're all fighting for. It's, you know, if you know everything about it and you know that there's risk and you still choose, that's your choice, right? I mean,
exactly.
I wouldn't, from my personal opinion, I wouldn't recommend it, but,
exactly.
You know, don't attack us. When we choose
right, and anybody that does their homework, I mean, even, you know, doctors are waking up on our front page. It's all the doctors that are waking up because they see what these vaccines are doing.
And they have
it's just way too many.
Children that are being even misdiagnosed because they're not sure what's going on. Test results are coming back, you know, negative for this, and they don't know. And or it's something that is on an insert and they don't know, right? Yeah. Like... It's good to see doctors wake up and nurses standing up
and a lot of them
everybody
are, absolutely.
In general.
Well, like I said, it's an open invitation. So you know, the girls that you're communicating with, if you guys want us to come out there and do the dirty work, we're all about it. So no money at all is involved. It's just coming out and waking up people with the information they have the right to know to make an educated choice.
I believe we'll be getting stronger here in the north, and
awesome.
And we'll be keeping in communication for sure.
That's wonderful. I so appreciate you, sweetheart. I so appreciate you being our guest. I'm going to be making some closing comments. Do you have any final words you want to tell the audience, sweetheart?
I just appreciate everything that everybody else is doing out there. I mean, for them to be standing and you know, even standing in front of the doors and locking themselves to the door. I mean, just everybody out there is just, I appreciate it because it does give us all courage. It really does. And thank you.
And thank you. All right. Hopefully we'll see you soon, hopefully within the next couple of months, because they're definitely their agenda, of course, is by, I think, October is their agenda of 2020. They're wanting to not only vaccinate every child, but also every adult. So get mm-hmm. ready, people. It's coming. And it's going to have to be a battle, which it will be a battle. Hallelujah is all I can say. And when the creator of the universe is with you, who can be against you? Everybody, we're listening to Vic Fellowship. Our shows can be accessed on the front page of our vacinfo.org website on the belly of the little boy flexing his muscles. We're on every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Our contact number is 800-939-8227. If you have any questions about today's show, please call the voicemail line 862-800-6805. Leave your name, your question, and let them know it's for our What in the Cell is Going On radio show. We thank Progressive Radio Network for allowing us to give you this uncompromised truth, and y'all bless.